I'm a software engineer on the Wikimedia Foundation's growth team. So basically, our job is to get more people, especially new people, participating in Wikipedia and the other Wikimedia sites by providing technology that facilitates that.
I'm Paul Giner. I'm an interaction designer working at the design team for the Wikimedia Foundation. I work from Spain, and yeah, since I joined, I've been mainly involved with the language engineering, so I'm very interested on solving language barriers and also helping new users to contribute in easy ways.
I'm Vibha Bamba. I'm a user experience designer, and I think my work is focused more around creating experiences for new users that like makes Wikipedia a more familiar place for editing.
I'm Jared Zimmerman. I'm the Director of User Experience for the Wikimedia Foundation. I work closely with the product organization to make sure that our new features are in line with the needs of new users without alienating our existing user base. So some of the users that we target are people that are not currently editors, people that don't even understand the concept that individuals can edit Wikipedia. We target those users that are kind of have subject matter knowledge but are not part of our community now, and people that are interested in participating, but there are technology barriers that keep them from doing so. The systems are too complex, there's no easy starting points, or they just don't know how they can contribute personally.
We also want to provide infrastructure that gives tools to the community to help reach out to new editors and even existing editors who still have stuff they want to learn. So for example, with Guided Tour, we provide the ability for people on wikis to create their own tours, because every wiki has their own processes. So we want them to be able to walk people through those processes and teach them how to become more active participants in various wikis, not just English Wikipedia.
Yeah, and also I think it's important to think that through the design of technical solutions, we can not only address those technical problems, but also some social problems to, for example, make the positive feedback more prominent, make users aware that the great contribution that they are making, the impact that this has, and also reduce the negative impact in the same way, and help really also make users to find ways to contribute on things that they are interested in. We have a diversity audience, and we need to provide a diversity way of contributing to the encyclopedia.
And also, in some cases, we can use technology to create a positive opportunity. Like, for example, previously, when you signed up for Wikipedia, you would just see a screen that says, "Would you like to change your preferences?" But so we took that as an opportunity, and then instead gave new users like encouragement and ideas for stuff they can work on. So kind of giving them, holding their hand and pulling them up into Wikipedia, rather than just saying, "Okay, now you're a Wikipedia editor, go for it." Giving them a specific opportunity of stuff they can do.
I think that it's really important to understand all these different kinds of barriers, and there are some barriers that can affect a minority group that it's hard to discover, and there are other barriers that can affect millions of users and maybe also hard to discover, for example, with language, because for you to discover that, if I don't speak the language of those millions of users, it's very hard to get them. But we think that when you improve the user experience to remove those barriers, not only these people has a better experience, but the general experience is improved, and we are benefit all. So I would say that we focus on those groups to learn from them which are those barriers, but try to solve and provide a better experience for the whole user community.
Yeah, I think that we, like, one project alone is not going to solve the problem of Wikipedia for women or Wikipedia for older people. I think for every project, like every experiment that you run, we think about three or four things: accessibility for one, and all the audiences that are concerned with accessibility. The second thing is, how do you have some amount of play so that somebody who's using a Facebook or a Twitter feels like Wikipedia is just like that? People who care about images, like, how do you make things a little bit more visual? So I think we have 5 or 6 things that we care about that affect like all of these different groups, right? We think about language. So I don't think one project or one kind of principle alone can solve the problem of diversity. I feel like every project that we do, we have to think about all of these things, like how is it simple? Is it engaging? Does it feel culturally relevant? And I think that's more of the approach than just like picking one audience and designing for them.
Yeah, I would say just in general, like, accessible design is design for everyone. So while we seek to have accessible design to help underrepresented groups now, the design solutions we come up with do truly benefit every user. We certainly don't do anything that only benefits a certain group or only solves for a specific problem. It helps us inform our design process, but it's not a mean to its own end that changes the situation for everyone. It's always great to see people, in person and to actually get feedback, directly from someone looking at their face and seeing, how this affects them personally. You can get a lot over a threaded conversation online or an email chain, but actually seeing someone in person is a completely different experience.
I think the conference is really well organized. I feel like the highlights have been like people sort of sharing their opinions and personal experiences. That's been the most interesting thing for me, because you don't hear stories on mailing lists and IRC. And I feel like we should encourage people to do more of that. Like, as a woman, what was your specific experience on an arbitration committee discussion? And I think having sketch notes or like little videos like this that we can share with people who didn't come to the conference is like super helpful.
Yeah, just to add to this, when we were preparing our session, we were mainly having just some slides as placeholder to present the projects and hope that that will trigger the conversation. But you are never sure if the audience will engage with that. And it was a really, really positive experience to see that people care about our ideas. They were providing feedback. They were discussing between them the different points of view or whether something they think will work or not, and providing the rationale and seeing all this, getting all this feedback and understanding better all these barriers is key for us to try to solve them properly for all.
Yeah, I think one of the best aspects of the conference was hearing people's experience from other technology communities, everything from like the Ada Initiative to Apache to OpenStreetMap, and hearing their experiences of what worked and what didn't, and talking about what we can do to collaborate together. I also appreciated hearing people's perspectives, because people don't necessarily all see the same problems, and we definitely don't believe they have unanimity on what the solutions are. So it was very good to get a wider view of people's ideas and perspectives.